She sees the broken down ceiling. She sees the pews that can't function. She looks at the staircase going to the choir loft that you cannot step on because it will fall apart. She goes to the altar. She's about to touch the tabernacle when the priest said, up, it will fall apart. It will fall apart. Yeah. The tabernacle is as old as the church. Okay? She was walking and she was, how ugly the church was. And then God speaks to her and God says, my daughter, build this church. And she was so sure of what she heard. What she did, she turned around, talked to the priest and said, Father, I'm going to finish this church. She announces it. And when she announced it, do you know what happened? Ask me what. Are you sure you want to know? Brothers and sisters, her depression lifted up. Her depression was gone. And you know, she gave out of her own money to build that church. She called up all her friends and said, please give to the church. She had a big birthday party. No gifts for herself, but for the church. She organized 2 concerts, you know. And after 1 year, the church was built. After 3 million pesos, the church was built. I was talking to her 2 days ago. She's a woman of vitality, a woman of joy, bubbling forth with all what she, you know what she did? She set up a foundation. It's called Bahay ng Dios Foundation. And she's building churches. You know, it's now under Cardinal Rosales and Cardinal Vidal, and she's doing wonderful work. Her depression is gone. Why? Because, now, brothers, I just want you to know something. You don't heal depression, all depression in this way. Okay? Not all. But some depression do get healed by just getting out of yourself, of forgetting your own problems, and finding out what you can do. And that's what happened to her. And she was able to shine her light. She was able to serve. She saw what she was supposed to do. Humility is a funny thing. Siguro, kung titingnan mo yung eksena na yun na nasa simbahan siya, sinabihan siya ng Diyos, build this church. And she turned to the priest. What did she say? Father, I will build this church. I will finish this church. Alam niyo yung eksena ng yon? Siguro kung nanonood tayo, anong sasabihin natin? Ang yabang. Ang yabang. But you know what? There are times, it's not yabang. There are times, it's shining your light. It's declaring what you want to do. It's like David. He's saying, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? I can defeat this guy. I defeated a lion. I defeated a bear. He declared. Some people would say, yabang naman taong to, lit. You got what I'm saying now? Humility is a tricky thing. Have you ever heard of any awards, you know, with big plaques and trophies? And now, for the most humble award goes to... Have you ever heard someone like that? Hi, thank you. I'm so happy for this award. I'm so proud of my humility. Thank you so much. Have you ever heard it? No, you don't. I remember this. You know, humility is a funny thing. It's a very tricky thing. It's so sensitive. It's like there's this bishop, and he was surrounded by his priests, you know, and the altar. Thousands of people in the cathedral. And then maybe in one mystical moment, you know, of rapture in the midst of prayer, the bishop stands up and shouts, Lord, I'm nothing. And then he kneels down. And all the priests said, wow, nakaka-inspire. And all the priests stand up and says, Lord, I'm nothing. And kneels down. All the laymen, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people in the cathedral. Grabe. But there was this janitor at the back, you know, sweeping. And then he heard, and he said, nakaka-inspire naman yung bishop ko. So he also shouts, Lord, I'm nothing. Narinig ng bishop, tumayo siya, nagalit. Hoy, janitor ka lang, ako ang nothing. Yung mga hindi nakakuha ng joke, taningin mo sa katabi mo. Ha? Let me go on. What are the evidences of the lack of humility? I got this from Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Tama to eh, tama.
To always want to get your own way. Tama ba?
It's not humble.
Number two, to argue with stubbornness and bad manners whether you are right or wrong.
That's absolutely right.
It's not humble. Number three, to look down on another's point of view. Number four, not to look on your gifts and abilities as lent or as borrowed from God. Number five, to speak badly of yourself so that others will think well of you or contradict you, yung pa-humble effect. That's not being humble. Number six, to excuse yourself when you are corrected. Number seven, to hide humiliating faults from your confessor or spiritual director. Number eight, to be saddened because others are held in higher esteem. Number nine, to refuse to perform inferior tasks.
Yung naalala ko nung bumisita ako sa Love Flock, yung leader nila si Bingbong Crisologo.
Hindi lang siya leader doon, siya ay Quezon City Councilor. But you know, when we went there, it was really, really, really nice. You know, he had a broom in his hand and he was sweeping. Oh, wonderful scene. There are some people na pag naging sikat na sila, you know, speaker na sila ng community, hindi mo pwedeng ano, asahan ng mga, brother, lika, ayusin natin yung audio system. Sasagutin ka ng, excuse me, I'm the speaker. Hindi ako tagabuhat ng speaker. Number 10, to be ashamed because you lack certain goods. Ito, totoo to. Hindi to humble. Pero tingnan mo to. Ito yung mga ibang bagay-bagay, itong ibang conception, na humility daw to. But I really think it's not as black and white. For example, number one, to give your opinion when it has not been requested. Sisters and brothers, pag ikaw nagbigay ng opinion, hindi naman hinihingi, ang sasabihin sa'yo, yabang naman ito. But you know, sometimes, you really have to stand out and say, this is my opinion, if it's a way of serving others. Number two, not to recognize that you are unworthy of all honors and esteem, not even the earth you walk on or the things you possess. You know, I mean, again, it's not black and white because, well, how about healthy self-esteem and self-worth? Number three, to use yourself as an example in conversations. Alam nyo, hindi rin to black and white. There are times you have to use yourself as a example. Why? Kasi wala ka na maisip na ibang example. Yung mga magulang dito, tingnan nyo, when you analyze your conversation with your children, anong ginagamit yung example? Sarili nyo, anak, nung panahon ko, nung 50 centimos pa lang ang Coke. You use yourself as an example. Why do you do that? Because you can't think of any other example. It doesn't mean that you're proud. It just means this is the only way by which you could serve someone. Number four, to take pleasure in praise and compliments. Again, this is not black and white. This morning, 6 a.m, Randy, Risa, Alvin, Barcelona, we were in Radio Veritas, 6 a.m. for a 6 o'clock show. It was 1 year already, you know, and we were there in the radio booth in Radio Veritas. We were just bombarded by calls and text messages because in-announced namin, this is our 1 year anniversary. Grabe yung mga tawag, yung mga text. And they were saying, Brother Bo, thank you so much for your show. Blessed na blessed kami. Brother, Sister Risa, parang alarm clock namin yan. Ginigising kami. And yung iba, they were saying, you know, we were really nourished in our hearts. Alam nyo, nakakataba ng puso. Sobra. Yung pagod namin ng buong taon, parang, ay, nawala. You know, because pinuri. Alam nyo, brothers and sisters, what do you call that? Is that pride? No! That's nakakataba nga ng puso eh. Pero pag ginamit mo yung salitang yan, do not, you know, entertain praise and worship because that's pride. Anong gagawin namin pag pinuri kami kanina? I know, no, shh, don't praise us. Don't. Huh? Do not mention. No. Ang arte naman namin. Hindi yun humility, arte yun. Huh? To be able to say thank you. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, you can praise me. Number five, to seek to stand out. Again, it's not black and white. There are times you have to stand out. Number six, to refer in conversation to your honesty, genius, dexterity, or professional prestige. We read this to you. We read this a while ago. I'm going to read it again. When the words which David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. See, King Saul sent for David, and then he sent him out to do mission work. My definition of humility, many times, humility means aggressive servanthood. Say that with me, please. One more time. Aggressive servanthood. Here's key number two. I'm going to be talking about confidence in a while. If you want to shine your light, do you want to shine your light? Do you want to serve? You want to bless the world? You've got to be confident. That's key number three. Key number three is to be confident. I'm going to talk about that in a while. But before you become confident, you have to first be prepared. Everybody say, be prepared. Hindi ka pwede maging confident na hindi ka handa. Kailangan may preparation. You have to grow in the light. That's key number two. What am I talking about? What if your niece, let's say her name is Nicole, goes to you, Uncle, can I borrow your car? Why? Because this morning, Uncle, I told myself I'm a good driver. I'm a great driver. I'm an excellent driver. I'm a wonderful driver. I'm a perfect driver. Uncle, borrow your car. I'll drive your car. Did you take already driving lessons? No. I just, psyched myself. I'm confident. I'm a good driver. Will you lend your car? No, you won't. She may be confident, but she's not prepared. The second step of serving and shining your light is you've got to be prepared. Everybody say, be prepared. So how do you prepare? The first thing you've got to do is you've got to follow the Acts 1:4 principle. And let's read together. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak out. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You want a terrific application for this verse? Everybody say, do not leave Jerusalem. Here's my favorite application of this verse. Sisters and brothers, before you leave the house, do not leave Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit falls upon you so that He can send you for mission. Before you leave the house each morning, going to work or wherever you're going, pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. And do not leave Jerusalem until you connect yourself to the power source, to the love of God, to the grace of God, to the mercy of God. Are you listening to me? But let me apply it in a bigger way. In a bigger way. That before you are sent to mission, before you serve God, before you shine your light, you've got to allow the Holy Spirit to come and prepare you. How do you do that? Number one, find your light. Everybody say, find your light. The first light is Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. Jesus is your light. Jesus lives in you. You want to shine your light? You've got to shine the Jesus that is in you. Your connection, your spiritual connection with Jesus. He is the center of your life. Say amen. He is the basis and the foundation and the reason of your life. Say amen. He's the dream and the fulfillment of your life. Say amen. Everybody say, Jesus is my light. Here's number two. Your light, Jesus, is manifest through your inner character. Everybody say, inner character. One more time. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo kung nandiyan ba si Jesus. Meron ba? Kung may nakikita kang maski pa paanong konting hawig, sabihin mo sa kanya, kamukha mo si Lord? Yung iba, hindi sinabi. Sinabi ko, di ba? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, kamukha mo si Lord. Ang ginawa nila ito. Tinawanan. Inner character. That when people see you talk, they see Jesus. When they see you walk, they see you Jesus. When they see you relate to people, they see Jesus. When they see you work, they see Jesus in your inner character. Number three, the third way of shining your light is through your core gifts. Everybody say core gifts. You've got to know what your core gifts are because that's the way by which you shine your light. What are your core gifts? Alam mo yung core gift ko? Simple lang. To talk, to write, to communicate. That's it. I can write songs, I can sing, but no, my core gift is to speak. That's why my concerts, the title of my concert is not Bo Sing, it's Bo Talks. It's to talk. Father John Sherlock, wonderful friend of mine, is always there outside in the lobby at the feast. You notice him? Somewhere there in the upstairs. He gives confession. He hears confession. And he loves doing it. It's his ministry. You know what? It's his core gift. I have never found another priest as great a confessor as Father John. He's 84 years old.
I think the reason why he's alive is because of that ministry, the ministry of confession. Father Steve Tynan told me, if you find a priest that loves the ministry of confession, that is a holy priest. Bakit? He told me, number one, ang hirap niyan. To stay for hours listening to the garbage of people, that's hard. Number two, walang pera ang confession. Buti pa yung misa. Yung misa may stipend. Yung confession, wala. Kaya, you know, if you see a priest who loves confession, guess what? That's a holy priest. And I thank God, Father John knows his core gift and shares it. What is your core gift? I know of another priest, his name is Father Joseph Sikia. You know what his core gift is? He is the official exorcist of the Catholic Church in the Archdiocese of Manila. Basta pag may possession, they call on Father Joseph. There is a book. He wrote it. It's called Exorcism. We have the privilege of publishing his book, Shepherd's Voice. It's outside right now. We're launching it. The title of the book is Exorcism by Father Joseph Sikia. You know what? I thank God. Hallelujah. My core gift is not exorcism. When I was 14 years old, someone came to me with a possessed person. And I was already preaching at that time. And she said, Brother Bo, pakipray over. You know, you know what you watch in horror movies? Ganon. You know, there was this young lady. You're 14 years old. You've been preaching for 2 years. What will I do? Brother Bob, may possession eh. Paki-drive out mo yung demonyo. Ah, talaga? Wala namang iba. May talagang, Brother Bob, ikaw na lang. So, you know, it lasted for 2 hours. 2 hours! Of praying over that person, screaming to the top of my voice, my knee on her stomach. I mean, it was terrible. Nawala naman yung demonyo. After 2 hours, nawala yung demonyo. But you know, after that, I said, Lord, please, give me the gift of preaching. Do not give me this gift. But Father Joseph Sikia has the gift of exorcism. That's his core gift. What is your gift? What is your core gift? Maybe it's to write. Maybe it's to speak. Maybe it's to sing. Maybe it's to cook. Maybe it's to administer, to do administration. Maybe it's to organize. Maybe it's to counsel. Maybe it's to encourage. Maybe it's to comfort. Maybe it's to be able to be a wonderful mother. Or to be a I mean, I do not know what your core gift is, but you've got to discover your core gift. Because in that core gift, when you use it, you're able to shine your light. And you're able to serve and fulfill the dreams that God wants for your life. Tell the person beside you, use your core gift. Number two, love your light. Everybody say, love your light. You've got to love your light. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you do not love yourself, no one will love. If you don't like yourself, it'll be very difficult for other people to like you. You got what I'm saying? Pakisabi nga, I like me. Isa pa, you make me, ano naman, lagi mo naman puso, I like me. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, gusto ko to. You know, if you can't say that, believe me, it'll be very difficult for other people to like you. Can you just serve someone beside you and just tell that person, I like you. You know what? Oh, by the way, I've been ninong for very often now. Ang daming mga boyfriend, girlfriend lumalapit sa akin. No, recently lang. Brother Bo, we met at the feast. Because of you, we're here. Ninong ka, ha? Sino dito yung mga singles? Taas ng kamay. Malay nyo, no? Keep attending. Malay. If there's a single person beside you, single man, single woman, sabihin mo sa kanya, I like you. Baka may mangyari. Number three, develop your core gifts. Everybody say that. Develop your core gifts. What does that mean? It means, you know, just getting the training, forming yourself, attending seminars, reading books, getting mentors. And let me say this. This is a very important thing I'd like to say. Many people work on improving their income, but you can't improve your income if you don't improve yourself. You got me? You got me? You've got to develop your core gifts. Here's number four. Build a relationship with your core audience. Say that.
Kailangan kilala mo yung mga taong pinapupuntahan ng Diyos sa iyo.
You need to know the audience, the people that God wants you to serve. There's this particular audience, there's a target market. That's where God wants you to serve. Go there. You need to know that intimately. You need to know how they feel, what they think, what they want, what they need, what are their problems. You've got to know your core audience.
I talked to Mike Velarde, founder of El Shaddai, last week. He's a fascinating man, wonderful human being. And I was talking to him and he was telling me this. You know, he told me a story. He said, many, many years ago, he said, I only heard God audibly once in my life, he said. And that was many, many years ago when God told me, son, build a place for my people to rest. And you know what Brother Mike did? He was in real estate. He owned buildings and subdivisions. Naturally, when God tells him, build a place for my people to rest, he designed a dome, like Araneta Coliseum. You know, and it was beautifully designed and pictured and drawn, and he had a model made. He goes to Vatican, to the Pope, have the Pope bless it. Comes back here, have a groundbreaking ceremony in a 3-hectare property in the south, in Parañaque. And Cardinal Sin was there, and they were about to build the place already. But you know, during that time, this is what happened. El Shaddai was growing and growing and growing already. And their prayer meetings were already 300,000 people. And because there were already 300,000 people, they realized they would not fit in any kind of physical structure anymore. And that was when Brother Mike realized, the place that God wanted me to build was not a physical place. It was El Shaddai. It was the place where people can rest. And Brother Mike told me this. This is how intimately he knows his audience. He says, alam mo yung mga tao, pagod na yan sa kakatrabaho the whole week. Marami na yung problema. Kaya pagpunta sa gawain, sa prayer meeting namin, dapat masaya. Dapat pag-uwi ng tao, masaya. Ang galing, no? Ang galing ng kanyang concept. And that's El Shaddai. If you watch them on TV or if you go to their prayer meetings there in Parañaque, they're so happy. They're so happy in the midst of their problems. Do you see what I'm saying? How about in the feast? Do you experience that same thing? You go home happy? Brothers and sisters, this is the reason why. Can you just imagine if a prayer meeting was not a happy place? I know there, you know ba? May problema ka na, pagpasok mo, madadagdagan yung problema mo. Kunyari, ganito yung preacher, yung leader ng prayer group nyo. Halika na, prayer meeting na tayo. Halika na, shh, halika na. Late pa. Taong to. Si Lord priority. Hindi priority si Lord sa buhay nyo. Pupunta kayo sa impyerno. Halika, let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, dasal na. Alam niyo, brothers and sisters, yung buhay natin, kalbaryo. Buhay natin may trials, ha? Tandaan nyo yan, trials. Yung darating na linggo, marami pang trials ang darating sa buhay nyo. Maraming marami. Ha? Tiis na lang kayo. Ha? Tandaan nyo yan. O sige, let's pray. I mean, you know, you go home tired. Kumusta yung prayer meeting? Okay naman. Pinagalitan kami. But you know, tell me if some prayer meetings are like that. I'm exaggerating it a bit, you know. But I know prayer meetings na obligation mong pumunta. Kung hindi ka pumunta, ay, lagot ka. Lagot ka, you are under a curse. You know? It's so funny to prayer meetings are to be a place of joy, you know, because that's the kind of audience that you've got. You've got a people that are tired. You've got a people that want hope. You've got a people that want joy, and you need to know your audience because that's so crucial. That's why I want the feast once a week, because I want to nourish people in their hearts, and I want to give them joy, and I want to give them hope. Amen. Do you know?
You know who are the people I want to reach? Number one, I want to reach the people, Catholics, who no longer go to Mass.
Ilang Katoliko ang nagsisimba tuwing Linggo?
Sa Pilipinas. You want to know? 15%. 85% of Catholics do not anymore go to Mass on Sunday. These are the people we want to bring to the feast. Number two, there are many Catholics who no longer attend church because they go to born-again churches. Yes? That's what we want to bring. You ask them. Why did you transfer?
Masaya dun eh.
Why did you transfer?
Kasi ewan ko ba yung talagang natatouch. Natatouch ako.
Ba't ka pumunta dun? Ba't ka lumipat?
Wala, gwapo yung pastor.
I mean, all sorts of reasons. Sabihin nyo sa kanila, gwapo rin.
Hindi pa ako tapos.
Gwapo rin yung mga tao doon. I want you to pray hard because we want to hold it weekly starting next year, but we don't have a place. We love Teatro Aguinaldo, love it here, except that it's not available every Sunday. It's got to be the same place every Sunday. So you pray with me for the next 30 days that we find a place. We're thinking of a mall, any of the malls here. We're thinking of an empty building. We're thinking of an empty lot where we can put up an air-conditioned tent, you know. We're thinking of all options. And you pray for the next 30 days that this will happen. Amen? Okay. Here's number... Where am I? Okay, we're in confidence now. Everybody say confidence. Key number three is to be confident when you shine your light. How do you do that? Zig Ziglar says this, timid salesmen have skinny kids. Tama ba siya? If you're not confident in shining your light, I'm going to tell you it won't work. Everybody say, be confident. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, be confident. Imagine if you're going to buy a car. Bibili ka ng bagong kotse, papasok ka sa dealer, sa showroom. Nakita mo yung kotse, nakapaladang ganyan, walang tao. Excuse me. Sisilip, galing sa isang maliit na kwarto yung salesman.
Yes.
Can I ask for you know some questions about the car?
Okay.
Lalapit siya sa'yo. What do you think of this car? Is this good?
Pwede na.
You know, durability, quality-wise.
Sir? Daw.
Oh, okay. What performance? Is it okay?
Paminsan-minsan.
You think you'll buy a car from that guy? No! You want your salesman to say, sir, tested na yan. 1,500 customers have bought that car. Only 2 complained just because of the seat. But the rest were so happy. Sir, it's a great car. Good mileage. You'll save a lot of gas. It's good performance. When you have a salesman like that, you buy it because the brothers and sisters, you have a product. Your product is Jesus. Be confident when you shine your light. And then to understand that you are a product of Jesus and that you have to be confident. I'm going to share something very important to you. Number one, how you present yourself to the world. How do you present yourself to the world? Yung delivery, yung package. I was in a hotel. I was going to check in. And yun nandun yung front desk. Pumasok ako, kinausap po yung babae. I think I've got a reservation there. You know, yung babae, siguro maraming ginagawa. Pagod na. Yes, sir. Just a minute, sir. Okay. Here it is, sir. And yung di ako pinapansin masyado. Tapos sinabi ko sa kanya, can I see a rate card? Yung mga presyo ng mga kwarto. Ito, sir. Tapos iniwanan na naman ako. Yung ganun, yung parang baliwala ako. Anyway, she gave me an information card. And so I wrote my name, you know, Sanchez, address, phone number. Tapos nakalagay, position. What's my position? I said, should I write preacher, writer? So I decided I'll put my legal position. Chairman of the board. Alam niyo, pagbalik ko, nung nakita niya yung salitang yon, snap, in a snap of a finger, in a blink of an eye, Sir, what can I do for you, sir? Breakfast will be tomorrow from 6 to 10 o'clock. Sir, the swimming pool is at third floor. The gym is at the fifth floor. Sir, here's your welcome drink. Sir, what can I do for you? You know, you know why? You know the change? I was only wearing a t-shirt. I was wearing only a t-shirt. And she treated me as someone who was wearing a t-shirt. You got what I'm saying? That's the world. You know, God sees the heart. But if you operate in the world and we shine our light in the midst of darkness, they see the outside only. They see the outside. That's what they see. And so in a public situation, you dress up because they see what you dress in your clothes. They see your hair. They see how you stand erect. They see how you speak. They see how you compose yourself, how you carry. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Unfortunately, that's the world that you operate in. If you want to shine your light, you've got to. It's in the delivery, folks. Imagine, brothers and sisters, imagine, let's just say I'm a brilliant fellow. Kunyari. Okay? Kunyari. Matalino ako. And I'm such a brilliant guy. But what if I don't have confidence? Brothers and sisters, I'd like to give a talk on Shine Your Light. And I'm sorry if you won't learn anything. I apologize. Sorry, huh? I took your time. Pero we'll try. We'll try to learn something. Would you learn anything? No, you won't, because I'm not confident. Even if bobo ako, but I'm confident. And I go to you and I just say, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. May matutunan kayo. Ano? That God loves you. Diba? It's in the delivery. It's not so much here. It's in the delivery. It's the package. I remember the story of comedians. Mga komikero, nagla-lunch. They always have lunch. Once a week, nagla-lunch sila. Sila Dolphy, sila Michael V, sila Joey De Leon, nagla-lunch sila lagi. Tapos ikaw, pumasok ka sa lunch, inimbita ka, tuwang-tuwa ka, wow, mga comedian nandito. Tapos biglang, you know, habang kumakain kayo, tumayo si Dolphy. Sinabi niya, 65. Tumawa lahat! Lahat talaga tumawa. Ikaw naman, tumatawa. Tapos si Michael V, tumayo. Sinabi niya, 82. Tawa na naman lahat. Yung ganyan. Bakit sila tumatawa? So, tinanong mo yung katabi mo, ba't kayo nagtatawanan? Sinabi niya, alam mo, every week we gather, and we say our jokes to each other, and after a while, we say the same old jokes. So what we did, we wrote down all our jokes. Ito yung file. Naka-number lahat yan. Ang ginagawa namin, sinasabi na lang namin yung number. E memorize naman natin. Kaya tawang-tuwa kami. Patingin. So, binasa mo. Tapos sinabi ng mama, uy, pwede ba ako? Kaya ko? Sige, subukan mo. Sige. Tumayo ka. 38. Walang tumawa? Wala. Umupo ka. Tapos sinabi mo, ba't walang tumawa? Sinabi ng katabi mo, kulang yung delivery mo eh. Hindi nyo nakuha. No? Nasa pagsabi ng joke yan eh. It's in the delivery. Everybody say that. It's in the delivery. Your life, shining your light, serving other people, it's in the delivery. It's the confidence that you have to be able to say it in that way. Number two, how you talk about yourself. Say that. Alam niyo, brothers and sisters, ito, importante ito. What do you say when people ask you, anong ginagawa mo? Some people say, housewife lang, clerk lang, security guard lang. You notice that? Bakit may lang? Can I give some suggestions? Instead of saying housewife lang, say instead, I'm a full-time mother raising my children to become beautiful, wonderful, bright, loving, godly human beings for the glory of God. I mean, instead of saying clerk lang, well, say instead, I'm in charge of assisting the head of our department fulfill his goals and make our entire office run smoothly. I mean, I'm telling you, you will be promoted tomorrow if you think that way. Instead of saying security guard lang, say instead, I'm responsible for protecting our 100 million peso factory and all its assets so that 3,000 people who work here can continue to earn money and feed their 3,000 families. How do you talk to others about yourself? I hope it's done with confidence and value and dignity. Number three, how you talk to yourself. The most important conversation you will ever have, brothers and sisters, is your conversation with yourself. And let me give you some five powerful affirmations. Number one, God is with me. Tell you a story. I was talking to a multimillionaire, rich guy, successful guy. He's not even charismatic. I was talking to him. He tells me, Brother Bo, I'd like to share something to you. I said, what's that, sir? He said, you know, I have a favorite motto. I have a favorite battle cry. I said, what's that? He says, bago ako pumasok sa isang negosyo, I say to myself again and again and again and again and again, God is with me. Before I enter into a project, God is with me. Every morning I say, God is with me. Bago ako lumabas ng bahay, God is with me. Sakay ng kotse, God is with me. I fail in a business, God is with me. Tatayo ulit ako. You know, I say, God is with me. You can just imagine the courage and the confidence that you can gain just by saying that God is really with you. Amen? You and I were charismatics. That guy I talked to, he was not even charismatic, and yet he says it again and again. Do we say that again and again? No wonder he's successful. He's got confidence. You've got to have confidence. And the way you gain confidence, one, is to be able to know that, here's another affirmation, I'm a loving person. Three, I'm a successful person. Say that. Number four, I'm a great husband or a great wife. I'm a fantastic father. I'm a fantastic mother. Or I'm a generous person. Because you become the labels you give yourself. Key number four, be relentless in shining your light. Say that. Don't shine your light today and then not shine your light tomorrow. You've got to keep on shining your light and shining your light and shining your light. I always say this to business people. You mga small business owners, one of the things you find out among small business owners is they love their product. And because they love their product, they give 80% of their time in their product. And then 20% of their time in marketing their product. And I tell them, no. What you do is you spend 20% on your product and spend 80% of your time on marketing. Why marketing? You've got to shine your light. You know, you've heard this statement before? Build a better mousetrap and people will come knocking at your door. No, it's not true. People will have to know that you bought a wonderful mousetrap and then people will come knocking at your door. You've got to learn to relentlessly shine your light. You need to relentlessly, this is in business, but it's the concept is the same. In your individual life, in your spiritual life, in your work for the poor, in your work and your ministry, you have to constantly, constantly shine your light. Can everybody stand up? I'd like to share with you one last thought before we pray. Sisters and brothers, there was David. He was small, he was scrawny, he was thin, he was still untrained. He was probably dirty from a long trip. He probably had unkempt hair. He probably was someone who was so small and so thin and so inexperienced. I mean, the bigger soldiers looked down on him. But he saw he had a core gift. Goliath, the giant, was there, and the giant was challenging the people of Israel. And David said, who's going to stand up against this guy? No one was standing up against that guy. David said, I'll do it. I'll defeat this man. I've got the core gifts. What are my core gifts? I defeated a lion and a bear. I will defeat this man. Brothers and sisters, when he spread the word and shared it, he shined his light. And you know what happened? He told people. He told people around him. And he said, he shone his light. Sisters and brothers, the words of David reached the ear of the king. And King Saul said, come here, I'll send you.
Today, I want you to declare, like David, that you want to serve the Lord. That you want to say, yes, Lord, I want you to use my core gifts because I want to serve. I want to shine my light. And your words, your declaration today will reach the ears of the King of all kings. Amen. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to declare? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hand over your chest. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my core gifts. And I thank you that you love me. And you want to use me. And I say, yes, Lord. I will shine your light. Jesus, come. Use me to bless the world, to serve you. It will be my joy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift both hands up in the air as a symbol that you want to receive the blessings of God. Father God, I ask you right now that you give them the abundance of your kingdom. I pray, Father, that you give them and meet their deepest need. For all the problems that they will face in this coming month, they might not even know that those problems are coming, but you already know. And so I pray that you would supply them all that they need in order to face those problems. I pray, Father, for wisdom and strength and patience. I pray, Father, for joy and peace and love. I pray, Father, for all the spiritual gifts that they need. I pray, Father God, for all the knowledge that they need. I pray for the connections. I pray for the network. I pray, Father God, for the physical health. I pray, Father God, for healing for those who are sick. I pray for financial blessings for all those that are in need. And yes, Lord God, those that are buried in debt, I pray, Father God, that they may rise up in freedom. In Jesus' name. Bless them abundantly. Bless them abundantly, Father God. Thank you, Father. Everybody say this, I receive. I say yes to all that you want to give to me. Amen. 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 Give the Lord a big hand, everybody. Let's all be seated. We're going to go through our love offering, and I'm going to challenge you to give to the Lord, to give as generously as you can. We are praying that we will have a weekly feast, and it's going to be a big project, but we believe it can happen. Amen. Here's something else I want you to do. There's a whole bond paper with my invitation to serve in the weekly feast inserted in your feast bulletin. Do you see that? I want you to get that, read it, write your name, contact details, and I want you to check a ministry that you'd like to serve in the weekly feast.